Good evening and welcome to Audio Mo number 27. I'm here with Alan, who's in front of a hot wok.
Hello everyone.
And what are we cooking tonight, Mr. Alan?
It's actually a fry pan and I'm doing lemon myrtle herb chicken.
Lemon myrtle herb chicken. And we're going to be doing Singapore noodles after that.
Yes. What chicken's for lunch next week? And the noodles are for tonight.
Yes, so what have we done today? We started the day after going to our chiropractor by going out to the magnificent IKEA store. In America, you pronounce IKEA differently. I'm waving this microphone around all over the place in the kitchen, so I apologise for the...
You've been getting pseudo snaps, crackles and pops. depending on where you are in the world, that will mean different things to
So we got a bit of a fright yesterday when we got a text reminding us that we're doing a leading meditation in next week, but in fact it's Tuesday week, but we've started preparing for our meditation session, and it's going to be a sort of a exploring the senses
sight and sound.
I've led some meditation here before, focusing on voice and sound, but this time Alan and I are doing a duo, and we bought 60 candles, candle holders, little glass candle holders. 72
in fact. We're not sure how many people are going to show, and I'd hate to get quite sure,
but we're expecting about 60 or so people, and it's like an introduction to meditation series that runs every week and that our neighbour runs, and we're going to have that with tea light candles, so there'll be a candle gazing module that Alan will be running, and we're going to take some singing bowls and some guided meditation. We don't really know what we're doing yet, but what are some
ideas? It'll be sort of light and visual for the first part, then complete silence for the second.
Complete silence or complete darkness?
Complete silence and darkness, actually.
Oh, for the second module.
We'll blow the candle out and go into attempting to have as much complete silence as possible. And then the third module will bring sound back in, and we'll actually encourage people to absorb the sound from outside coming in, because so often in meditation we're taught to ignore the outside world, but it's nice to actually be part of the world in which we live. So that's the aspect of that. The idea being that no matter where you are and what's going on, one of those three ways would be a nice way for you to meditate. If it's so noisy you can't possibly have silence, then absorb the noise and make that part of your meditation.
So tell all the Audioboo listeners about your morning meditation ritual that you use.
What I do in the morning, we have a unit that faces out into treetops on the third level and the roofs of houses, so it's quite beautiful, and we've put a garden at the end of our balcony. So I sit on my meditation cushion and either candle gaze or have silent meditation for 7 minutes. Seven was just a number that I chose that was on my phone as an easy timer, and it means that I can do the whole thing quite quickly.
So what does that consist of? Do you just, if you have a thought that
I will... My quiet meditation, I will usually start off with two or three Oms. Mm-hmm. And as I finish the Oms, the silence kind of descends on you. It's quite an unusual feeling. And so I just drift off to that, and I try and stay in that space between thoughts for as long as I possibly can.
And if a thought turns up, what do you do?
I let it go. I try to let it go. And if I'm struggling to let it go, I do the Oms again. Because the Om seems to focus, and the vibration of the Om in the chest really brings your thoughts into the whole heart, throat space. And so I managed to pull myself back in and concentrating on the breathing, of course, the belly breathing.
And the Om is the Bija mantra and sacred sound for the brow chakra, so it really covers chest, throat and brow and clears
and
the head.
It's meant to be the universal sound, so it's good for a bit of everything like that. So when I get to the end of that segment, I then, depending on how cold it is, wrap myself in my rug and open the front door. And then just listen to the sounds of the world waking up around me. And often it's just a car going up the street or a garbage truck or maybe a plane going over. But it's lovely. And I'll at that point, I'll often open my eyes and I quite often see birds darting through the trees. Even though it's winter here, we still see a few fly through. So it's really lovely to absorb all of that city waking up with... We have quite a lot of nature here, even though we are in the city. Hmm. So it's lovely to have all of that. And it's nice. I don't have to go into nature to be able to calm myself down and get reconnected. It's lovely to do that, but you can't always do it. So if you can bring the nature to you, that's a good thing.
And I guess there's to some extent, you're just experiencing the sound rather than pushing it away or rejecting it or denying its existence.
Yeah. Because so often when we meditate, you know, the person guiding the meditation will say, just, you'll hear the sounds coming from outside, just let them go. And that's what we're going to do in ours for the first section, is, you know, you'll hear those sounds, but let them go, stay with the silence, keep it. But then we'll switch it. So probably some bowls or something to create some sound, so that we bring people back into the room with us and present as a group. But then expand that presence out to what's happening around us and deliberately listen for those sounds outside.
And really connect in with
everything. And provided there's not a murder or rape happening under the window, it'll go really well.
Or we're next to a gym, so there might be some grunting.
Well, it's a gay-men's meditation group, so they'll be used to that.
So this is Audio Mo number 27, A Kitchen Boo. And... we'll play it back. Hopefully their background noise won't be too overwhelming.
If it is, you'll just have to pretend that you can smell the lemon myrtle and the lemon juice and those beautiful herbs, and imagine the crisp, crummy texture of that chicken as you bite into it. Enjoy your...
And enjoy your diet if you're dieting at the moment. The 27th of June 2014. Let's see if we can find something to go out with. And you might have noticed that what we went out with was André Louis' What a Lovely Dinner. Thought that was sort of appropriate. We're off to have our meal now. We'll talk to you next time. Say goodbye, Mr. Allen.
Bye, everyone.